Guess what decision we're about to make.
Horrible decision. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decision.
Why are you talking like that?
Because we have white girls here today.
I knew she was gonna say that shit.
Wait, is Raina white?
Is Raina white? What do you think I am?
European.
Spicy
she
white.
Likes to say that Europeans aren't real white. That was her excuse, but she dated white men. You did used to say
I
that.
I said they wasn't regular white. As
what
in
kind
like,
of European do I feel like I
was fucking
Polish,
a lot of white
Russian?
Guys when Trump got elected, like right before.
Okay. Raina's a Jew.
So, you know, I'm black and it's the same.
So I'm exotic to you.
That's why.
I'm blonde. I have brown eyes. I look exotic.
Okay, well, guys, welcome. I'm your girl, Mandy.
I'm Weezy
here. And we have some bitches that gotta eat, apparently, but we know. I'm just playing.
Bitches
we
gotta have, eat would be the.
Bitches gotta eat. We have the ladies from Girls Gotta Eat podcast.
Hi. White girls in the house.
So, does this make us now have 29 white listeners?
I don't
listeners?
Know if you remember, but I had told Ashley she was here doing Shan's pod. That's how we met. And when she came in, Andrew Schultz said on an episode of Brilliant Idiots that only two people did good live shows, and it was us and Girls Gotta Eat. And when we were in Boston, I think that was the city or another one, you guys were at a theater, and I don't know where we
were at a church.
That summer.
We were at,
like you were at church or you were performing
at the Salvation Army, sis. I don't know what that venue was.
That was the worst venue we've ever done. To the point where when we got to the venue, I almost wanted to start crying. I was like, did people get married?
I ain't going
to
hold you. I thought they did Bible study. Then we went downstairs. That's where the dressing rooms was.
And it was like,
but it looked like a classroom.
I know that feeling though. We've walked into one or two venues and we've done like 85 live shows at this point, but we've walked into venues and been
us,
like,
bitch, calm down.
I mean, this is over 3 years.
We've done about 40.
Yes, yeah, so that's a lot.
How long have you
been? We've walked in and been like, oh no.
Like, I mean, what?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to insult anybody.
Say it.
Okay. Girl, you ain't never going to perform there again.
Oh. Listen, it wasn't Detroit. It was a little rough. The venue, there wasn't that much to choose from. Mm-hmm. It was fine.
Detroit venue.
Okay, wait.
I remember Detroit when I had venue? To pee, and I had to pee with everybody, and they were like, oh, is that? And I really had to shit.
Well, it's because they were under construction.
Yeah, it was under construction a little bit.
Ours
yeah.
felt like that, too.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. But you guys were in the same venue. It was the same one.
And it was a huge, like, it felt like we were in like
that's
a
it.
Circus tent, but then with some like fold up chairs
and sheets to block out the upper balcony. Not like
oh no no no, we didn't have upper balcony.
And yes, we've held the doors too, so I could take a shit in DC once. We held the doors for like 5 minutes, so I could run across the venue take a shit.
So this is what pissed me off.
No, I think
I think it's very clear. Like, so I have IBS and I have a pre show poop. That's what my best friend says. He's also our touring assistant.
Yeah.
So I was like, Vinny, I have to shit, and he was like, girl, no. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna fucking hold it. The security walks me to the bathroom where all of our fans are in line. And they're like, girl, go ahead, go to the bathroom. I was like, thank you.
Because they know.
Mind you, I have to.
You could, your body lets you shit when people are waiting?
Mandy, I wanted to go so bad, right? And like, this is maybe like 8 bathroom stalls. And I could hear someone going, oh, Weezy's in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, please. So then I tried to make my phone ring so they wouldn't hear the plop. I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
I'll start rustling toilet paper. I'm like, what? Like making noise.
Sing a song in there.
Yeah.
Sing a song. Yeah. Have you guys had to shit in a guy's house? And like, how do you do it?
Well, we have a crazy like pre-show shit story. So this was our first like big theater show. Honestly, it was the Gramercy Theater in New York, like the first year we did these holiday shows. And something got fucked up. We were opening with like a dance routine. We did kind of like the Mean Girls theme. Like we had male dancers do the like,
oh yeah, bro, they
the
shitting on us.
Talent show.
They shitting on us already.
So we ain't got no choreography.
We gotta do
a
choreography.
Please, Ashley choreographed it. Okay,
well, I produced just love the show. To open with dancers. Yeah. So it's supposed to open with Jingle Bell Rock, like the Mean Girls thing.
That's my
Rain and I were doing a whole. We were wearing gowns. We had Rent the Runway gowns on. I'm taking a shit. I'm taking a shit in my gown. So up around my waist, and I'm like underneath the stage down below in the green room, and I hear Jingle Bell Rock start, and I'm like, they started the show without us. They never gave us a warning. I did not have time to wipe. I dropped the gown. Raina's in the green room.
I'm just chatting. On the other side of the venue with a guy just flirting in the green room.
And I was like, the show is starting, and we had to run. And this Raina didn't used to work out, so we had to go up like 2 flights of stairs. I was like, she's not going to make it. I'm like, a skid marks in a gown. We just had to go up. We were sweating. The whole thing was that we had to enter from the back singing. Like, what a bright sun. We had a whole thing.
Body check this girl out of our way.
The fans are like, get out of the way. They were like, Like, it was wild. And like, we entered this, our first big theater show, like covered in sweat. I'm just like, couldn't wipe. I had to take the dress the next day. I'm like, can I get a new one? Like, it was just.
Oh my God, it's like Bridesmaids. Remember when Chef Shannon was street.
Definitely thinking of Bridesmaids.
I mean, it wasn't like a messy, like,
no, it was messy.
But I did not get to wipe. Like, I had to, like, it was wild. We were, all I'm saying is like the next day someone had gotten fired from that venue because like they started the show without us.
Oh, we were in show. Stiletto they played heels. The music early. Oh no, they played our movie with no sound.
Wait, no sound.
Oh no.
And people are
this
just
was
watching.
At the New York show. When I tell you, Weezy was cussing out our goddamn agent and he was like, this is not me. I'm gonna figure it out.
Though, I get very white when something is pissing me.
When I tell you she becomes Karen 2.0.
She does.
Look. Shut it.
I was there for both shows.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not gonna lie, I'm like, Weezy, it's gonna be fine. And she's like, absolutely not. This is fucking ridiculous. Do you see how
are you kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me? That's Weezy. That and it's just like, bro, you gotta calm down.
Are you the one that's like, you gotta like what will be hoping?
No, no, you know what my problem is? I done killed a whole bottle of Tito's in the green room.
Oh,
I just
my
be like,
God.
Bro, just chill out. It's going to be fire. We got to go on stage.
You're drunk, you're like, whatever.
I'll be drunk by the time we get on stage.
Oh, my God.
I've been doing shots for the last 2 hours.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God. That is so funny.
Do you guys drink before shows?
No.
Absolutely not.
And that's not
neither
a judgment.
Do I.
It's because we just don't, like, we're not judging. It's we just, I don't feel as sharp. Reyna will be, you can't, non-audible. Her voice just goes. Like,
I'm just like slurring and yeah. I'm not as funny. I'm not as sharp. Like same. Ashley and I do so much crowd work and crowd participation and just like off the cuff stuff. Like Ashley and I aren't writing. We plan the show, but like so yeah. much of the best stuff in the show is this off the cuff stuff. And like, I'm just not like with it and sharp.
Oh, no, I'm pretty fast, but see, I'm the outline queen, so I make sure the show runs, but Weezy is like, I'm going to go down into the audience, so she's the only one getting up and down. Bitch, I'll be like, Weezy, go talk to that person.
No, let me tell you how much of a bitch Mandy is. I didn't realize this until we fight a lot. So basically,
let's talk about this. Brandon and I fight quarterly. We hug quarterly and fight quarterly.
Damn, only quarterly? Oh, nah, bitch. It's like weekly yelling. For us.
Wait, you hug quarterly?
But Ashley's not a big toucher. I was on a podcast the other day, though, and the guy host kept being like, but you guys, like, this will end soon, right? You're going to hate each other and, like, get into. I was like, we fight. And then I backed up and I was like, I mean, we bicker. Like, we don't have, like, crazy, horrible fights or anything.
But we cut
horrible,
you off. Sorry,
horrible, I went. Operative word.
Our
so we're,
horrible.
Like, known for it. But we've only had, like, two shows where it was, like, really bad. But
at the show?
Girl. Oh, girl.
On stage?
But, like, on stage? Girl.
No, not on stage.
No.
That would be
never
okay.
on stage because we're professional.
Because we're
going to
get fucking paid.
We're professional.
For sure.
But what I realized is those two times, I don't even remember what city it was, but Mandy was wearing Louboutins. And I remember she sat up there, go get them over there, Weezy, while I'm fucking
it was
doing...
probably New York.
Was it?
I wear I've only worn loops like maybe the two
whatever
two
it was. I just remember the heel was up while she told me to go do something.
Oh, my God.
But she be liking to be in the crowd anyway.
And wait, let me tell you what's funny. I had this look, but I didn't say anything. I just looked at her like, I know she's trying to be funny. And this girl that was at the table was like, girl, you just got to let it go. Y'all are going to do this.
In the audience?
Because they know we fight. Just let it go, girl.
Awesome.
But the show went on, okay?
Yeah.
Friendship
and it was great.
Counseling from an audience member during the show. I love
great.
It.
People have the nerve when they're in our meet and greets because we fight so much. Just tell us that they're happy we pulled it together. Y'all are, we can't believe y'all still around. It's like, well, the
they
last day doesn't hear yet.
Still here.
Oh my God.
Well, good for you guys for making it work. It's not easy to work with somebody for 5 years.
But not only that, like, good luck to y'all. I mean, the
5 years
is,
too?
Good luck to you guys.
Good luck to y'all. But the thing is too, there's only two of us. Like, I don't know if y'all watch Encore, but it went from 9 to 4 within a season. So they released finally.
What's Encore?
Girl, the Encore is with all the old girl group girls. So
what?
It's on BET and it got all the girls.
Ooh,
that's
like
been in
SWB
girl band.
Or like,
it was supposed to be a new group. A new
Michelle's part of it?
No, girl. Don't just start naming Destiny's Child. They would never. They would never. So it's like, it's like Keely from 3LW. It's from the two
like
girls
Escape,
from Cherish.
Stuff like that.
It's from, yes, Total's on there.
Total.
Yeah. So it's like a whole bunch of Nivea's on there. They have Aubrey. She's okay. The only white one.
From making the band.
But she was popular though.
Yeah, but girl.
She looks crazy different.
It started,
yeah, she
first off, it's because she touched everything up.
Bitch, a lot of people do. We just can't tell.
But it's awful. Like, it doesn't make you look younger. It just makes you look your age with work done to your face.
Yeah, you go past, like, I mean, I'm the first person to say I get a lot of stuff done. I've had my teeth done. I get Botox, like, whatever. I don't care. Wear fake hair. But, like, there's a point at which you cross a line.
Well, I think there's a point which you look actually older. Like, girls that are doing this,
yes.
Like, I watched this reality show on MTV, but they all kind of got their faces done. And
which
they were
one?
Like, Siesta Key. But they were like 22. So I'm like, now they just kind of look 30, which is not, I mean, that's young too. But I'm saying, like, I just feel like you could have kept that like fresh 22-year-old face for a little longer.
I just don't know why they do their lips. And maybe it's because they want to look like they suck good dick.
Because look at your lips.
But you could definitely suck dick with regular size lips.
You don't understand it. Look at your lips.
Bro, well, I'm not saying you can't. But you know when someone got like a super thin
lip. Yeah.
But bro, really? It's the sucking motion. It's not even the lips that make the dick sucking good.
Bro. You know when you got no lip.
Bro,
they're gonna fight.
Then you
look at Kylie. You want to tell me right now, Kylie don't look better with that mouth?
That don't mean her dick sucking game is any better.
No one said that, but her face. We have to look at it.
There's more potential there. Come on,
there's more potential where
with lips.
She couldn't have made it, bro, in life with
fitting and sucking. It's really the tongue that gives you the good dick suck. It's not even the lips.
You guys think it's about sucking dick? I think it's just like looks wise.
I do too.
Oh no!
Those girls aren't sucking dick. I don't.
I think they're doing it to bag niggas. No.
All right.
No.
So, we gotta go through. Let's try to get you guys to fight. All right.
Yes.
Here we go.
Oh, icebreaker good time.
Luck. So, I want you to point at each other. You two will, I mean, if you're not watching on YouTube, we will tell you what's going on. First question. Who's the sluttiest?
Nice.
Wait, are we supposed to look at each other while we do this?
No, like point or hand up.
Well, I mean, are we just point, that's it? Because Raina is like, got more like slut energy, but I like I'm 100% have slept with more people. Used to be such a bigger slut.
Yeah, that's true. So it's
like, how do we?
I feel like that's me.
Say it again. What do you feel? Which part? Let's go.
Slut energy.
Yeah, because Mandy will like go fuck and not be like crying over a motherfucker after.
But that doesn't make me a slut. That makes me.
I
control.
Feel like I'm sluttier.
Oh, you're definitely slutty.
Can I tell
but
you?
Like you've definitely fucked more people.
Absolutely not. You just
go ahead, can I tell you what makes me so mad? And I'm not going to name any names, but some female comedians and people out there in the world are like appropriating slut culture. And like, I used to be a slut. Like, I hate when people ask.
What is appropriating slut culture?
Okay, I'll just say it. Like, and this is not, this is just out there in the world. So this isn't like throwing shade, but like, just for example, like Amy Schumer, right? So her whole brand was based on
like
sex and like sucking dick and giving hand jobs to cab drivers, whatever. Like she kind of made a career based on sex stand up. And then I read her book and she was like, I've only had like one night stand. Like I was like, you're not a slut. Like, you know how many like dudes I've slept with that I just like how many one night stands I've had. Like I was such a slut and I feel like people are out here appropriating our culture.
You put the work in.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
You want to be.
Not appropriating slut culture.
Ashley?
Holy shit.
No.
To be fair, that's what they claim the City Girls have been doing after they came onto our show. Like, oh, y'all ain't really about that
that's
life.
That's fair.
You
that's
know what I mean?
Fair.
So that's appropriating slut culture. Mm-hmm. Like we know Cardi B is a slut. And so that's why she's
No, it's
great.
Like a rapper saying they were like in gangs and shit.
No, like a starter from the bottom story like cracks me up. Like, I'm not going to name any names, but I do know this one like trainer. He's like, he grew up in the Hamptons. You know, like we know like people like that that have that like grew up on the wrong side of the track, started from the bottom. And we're like, we knew where you grew
up. The fact that you're like, how dare you say that, you know, you're a slut and you've only had one night stand. How dare you?
That's how I feel.
Now I need to ask you, so how many one night stands you need to have in order to be a slut?
I just think you aren't. Like, are you a slut or not? Like, I had friends that were like, I've never had like a one night stand. I've never gone home with a stranger and woken up and like not really.
You need to tell them they're not living life.
I'm like, did you go to college? Like, what?
Okay, valid.
Or, I mean, did you live, like, what were your early 20s like? I mean, I guess some girls just, they always have boyfriends, which no shade there too, but I was just like sleeping around a lot.
Well then.
I mean, people had boyfriends. I fucked a lot.
I just fucked.
Wait, so what is slut energy?
I just feel like I lead with sexuality more than your average person. And like, I grew tits when I was like 11.
I was like, maybe it's because you have bigger tits.
Like this. I've been sexualized at a very young age.
Oh, and this sounds traumatic, actually.
No, I just grew big titties.
But I was the same. The science teachers thought I was fucking because my hips was wide. And I said, ain't nobody popped my cherry. Like, you know how it used to be like when you get hips and thighs, it's because you're fucking, or even as a child with hips and thighs, they were like, those are childbearing hips.
Right.
I'm a fucking child.
I am a child.
But people even your tits. Slutty because I had
because
tits.
You had a shape, but you were sexualized
make
you by
look
the adult.
Like a when you're, it's crazy.
And I like waited tables, and I was like all like the, I was 14 getting hit on by like grown 30-year-old
that's
men.
That's awful.
And did you grow up in New York?
I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I also just Ashley always says like I lead with sexuality. I'm really flirty with people. Like I'll talk about sex at the drop of a hat. I also think that I like carry myself well. I'm not embarrassed by it. Like I'm fine with it. I feel great about me. But I'm the first person to talk about my sex life. And I mean, we have a show about it, you know? And
you can't
Ashley
help
and
it.
I empower people to talk about it whenever. Like, we had somebody recently that kind of shamed us for talking about masturbating. And we were like,
in what way?
Chelsea Handler said that I was talking about finger blasting myself on my own show.
It was weird.
And I
don't get it.
Had this really great, eloquent speech basically where she just said, like, don't let anybody like make fun of you for wanting to talk about
it. But that's like not even her brand.
That is her. I mean,
but no. Making fun of a woman.
It was weird. I mean, we addressed it on our show. It's like we're not trying to like drum up drama. But yeah, we had her on our show, and kind of like then she went on her show and kind of like shamed us a little bit for asking her about sex and stuff. We were like, yeah, I don't know.
I ain't gonna hold
you.
That's why it's so hard for me to watch Real Housewives of New York, because older white women just really act like they haven't had sex.
Ramona's out here.
Oh my god.
Ramona is never not taking a dick. Okay?
They are so shameful to like just. Sexually liberated women.
Yeah, and I try to understand it's a different generation, but like you can't shame other people unnaturally.
It is. Ain't she like
what
half
you're
a century?
Doing?
Huh? She's like half a century, right? That's probably why she acts like
I
that.
I think she's maybe
Mandy.
Like six,
why do you have to do it like that?
What half?
She's just, half a century year old.
That's she's a how old? Hey, and how old she is? Half a century. I bet you it's math, bro.
No, she's probably late 40s.
Spell her name for me again.
I think Ramona
Chelsea
Singer is 60.
That's what
I'm talking about. Ramona Singer? You're talking about Chelsea Handler?
Oh, no, that's Ramona. But
you're talking about Chelsea Handler. I don't think she's 50. She's
Chelsea Handler is a solid 46.
Man, that's half a century, bitch. I don't care. It's about the same thing.
She's rounding up.
Next one. Who is the most liked on your show?
Ooh.
We're not. You guys. You're not trying to.
Yeah, fight.
How are you trying to make them beef, bro?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I think people.
But like, who's the most controversial? Like, because for example.
Don't do it. We don't have to use each other as an example.
No, I was going to say.
No, do it.
Yes.
Do it.
People will get mad at Mandy if she's not as emotional about a sensitive topic. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they feel like we should be handling things with care. Or if I'm pacifying it more, then I'm the good one that week. Or if I'm not, then it's like, you know what I mean? Who's the more controversial?
Oh, I guess I'm the more controversial then. Like, but I think people, like true fans just loved us together. And I think people like Raina more and people like me more. You know, I think people maybe hate me a little more too. Like, I think people are like probably really passionate. Like, I'm an Ashley, like I like Ashley more as in terms of people also like Raina more, but I think people hate me a little more.
Because you resonate with one more than I always do that with any show I watch. I'm like, I'm more like that one.
But that's why like I love that there's two of us and that we're very, very different. Cause like you
I love
the
it.
Exact
you gotta be different
point of view from two people. Like I have tons of girlfriends that like would say the exact same thing and have the exact same energy as me. And I'm not watching that show, you know? Right.
But if you're gonna go on the internet, there's gonna be more negative stuff about me.
Ashley's more outspoken than I am. She is on internet. On the internet, she's more outspoken. On Instagram, I'm just like a little less.
Raina, more liked. It's just, I don't care.
Am I a Raina?
Yeah, because I don't be giving a fuck. And if you don't like me, block, bitch.
That's how we both feel. We don't care about
like,
that.
Like, literally, somebody will talk about me and I'll be like, well, your mother. And
wow.
I'm just going to go straight there.
Wow.
And if you know
well,
what,
half
if, it's
a
not,
century.
If it's not your mother, I'll sit here and talk about your child.
Well, your mom's
bitch.
A whore.
Yeah. We don't read our reviews online.
Kids.
We're not interested in
I don't,
terrible
so,
things
I, that's me.
People write about.
I don't read
it
reviews.
Was good
I don't
in the
read comments.
But then they were just the same.
Us too.
So I will tell you when I stopped. I remember. And when we started the podcast in February 2018, it was so fun to get in there and read them. And I stopped reading them in April of 2019. So it took about a year, a little over a year. And then it was just like, I don't need to see this stuff about myself. Like, it's not like it's one person's opinion. It doesn't matter. Like Raina and I always say, like if the podcast starts to like lose downloads. Like if we start to lose popularity, we might like take a step back and be like, okay, what are people saying? But like also you can't please everybody.
That's when we talk about it, I be like, bro, we not gonna please everybody. Never. And guess what? If they don't like me, but they're going on to write comments, they're still tuning in. So I don't give a fuck if they don't like me. I don't care what the fuck they got to say. Because guess what? They don't pay my motherfucking bills and they don't make me come.
Well, they kind of.
But they are paying
bills. They kind of pay your bills because they're listening.
Yeah, well, the hate listeners. Yeah, they do. Twice.
But see, guess what? No. Our patrons support us. Yeah. The people who go to our live shows pay my bills. Right now, it's iHeart. Bitch, it's not you. So, I'm sorry. No, there's the people that support us ain't the ones going on there
talking the nastiest about us.
I will tell you, I recently did a documentary about podcasting. And one of the things I said is, I believe 20% of the people that listen, which I think is a very high number, don't like us.
Good.
Which, I don't know what percentage you think it is, but... It's kind of like, I'm going to watch Jocelyn's Cabaret next season. And I don't like that bitch right now, but I'm going to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, some people watch Love and Hip Hop, and they don't fucking like them. Like, there's something.
Well, there's a lot of characters.
It in that way.
Here's just us two.
I don't know when I say hate, I don't know if I mean it that strongly, but I do feel like there's someone that tunes in every week. Like, these bitches are fucking dumb.
Like a hate.
But they click
like
on
hate listeners.
That's weird.
Brandon and I find it insane, though, because like kind of what TV feels a little different. Like you can passively watch TV a little bit more. To turn on a podcast and listen to people in your ears that you hate or don't like, it's like, what kind of time do you have?
I don't know.
It's crazy to us. Like, because we have that too, absolutely. Like, there's girls that they just dissect these episodes. They rip them apart. I feel like they're always trying to get us and, like, say nasty shit. I'm like, keep listening, though.
Keep listening. And do think pieces on me and write about it. I don't give a fuck.
Build the internet about it.
Do whatever you want. Do think pieces.
Tell
write a fucking dissertation.
Tell everybody you know these girls suck, so they'll listen to my show and I'll get more
and
money.
And now y'all can have whole group chats talking about how much you hate us.
Do you guys do listener, like, advice and questions?
We do a lot of listener submissions, like a lot of segments we have over the years where we'll like pick a topic and say submit. We've done happy hours, like fun sponsored happy
hours.
Who's the
worst at giving advice?
I don't think we give bad advice. Yeah. I think we like... what
we do.
I don't think so.
I give
really thought-provoking... So guess what? She gives bad advice. If y'all want to know which one...
Bitch, Mandy, literally,
I told you,
that white girl came up to me at the fucking Melrose Trading Post. Uh-huh, shout out to you. And she goes, oh my God, I fucking sent in a home mail and you guys read it. I was like, really? Which one was it? I was like, did you help? And she was like, he didn't really say anything, but you read it. And
that she was talking to you though.
No, I wasn't there.
She said,
we didn't answer the question.
I wasn't there.
Should we leave?
What? I wasn't there.
Fight.
I'll do it on your show.
I think we give great advice. And I think that also, like, it's funny because we're like, we're so close and we like know each other's minds so well that like when we get like an advice question, I almost know like who should take it, you know?
That's true.
But I'm like, I don't want to give people bad advice. Like, I think Ray and I always want to like think really, like, we've never had someone say like, you gave me bad advice. I don't know. Like, I think we are pretty cautious because people really will take what we say and do it. So I want to be really careful. Like, and I also want to always make sure we're not giving people advice just based on our own experiences because everyone has a different life story. Every circumstance is different. You know, I think that's where people go wrong a lot. They like only think about their
life. We got to learn from our mistakes and make sure that we're like very clear where we fucked up. I think that is the biggest thing. And especially with like ghosting emails and what should I do about this guy, or even if it's about like how do I get money out of this guy, I think we do the best with those. Fuck someone new, ask him for the money. That's pretty much all we're gonna tell you. All right,
ask and you shall receive.
Vanilla Shit, which is our news segment of the week where we read you sex in the news topic. This one is from Fox News. Ooh.
Did you do this because we got white people on the show?
No.
Because we hate Fox News.
I was about to say. I thought we all agreed.
I Googled a little bit.
Oh, y'all are liberal. Okay.
Not all white people voted for Trump.
What'd you think?
I don't know what to think.
All right. So you pulled something from Fox News.
Speaking of quarterly, we have one white person a quarter.
We do.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Who was your last white person on the show?
Lola Jean. The squirter.
No. Eddie?
Eddie's Latino.
Eddie's
pretty
Eddie
white.
Is
he's a white Latino.
He's pretty white. He's a white Latino.
His name is Eddie Delasep. I mean, he's for whatever.
That's like Italian, right?
Before that.
Lola Jean.
Rory, Andrew.
Yeah, I think it might have been Lola.
Sophia. Sophia is Argentinian. But she's white as fuck. Who is like...
She's got the voice and everything.
No, yeah.
She like really does. When she told me, we were fucking sitting in this restaurant and she had me in tears, bro. She was like, because I'm Latinx.
Oh my God.
No.
Wait, she said that? She
always says it. I'm Latinx.
Oh, was it a joke?
No, she is. Yeah,
it's a joke.
Yo, I don't know if you've ever heard, anyone's ever seen Sophia's story. Like her mother, like thick Argentinian.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Oh my God, which is hilarious because like she's Latinx.
You didn't drag that out enough.
No, like, who are those? The mom and the daughter. I love them. Tori and her mom.
Oh, Tori Piskin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's great.
God, we had them on like years ago, though.
Yeah,
I'm trying to pick them out.
No, it's Lola. Lola was the last one.
Leah Mobb. That's
Leah
right.
Mobb. Yeah. We had her on.
I love her. So
I love
much.
Leah.
Did you guys do with Lola Jean? Was it a like squirting rail? Did you guys cover that? Is it real or is it just pee?
Oh, I mean, we didn't have her squirt everywhere in here, but. You know, she gave us access to the videos to watch.
Oh, we talked to Asa Kier about that. Like, is it a myth? Are you just peeing?
It's both.
What did Asa say?
Asa was kind of like, it might be. I don't know.
It's fucking pee when it's volumes. Not,
also, she's so great.
It's guys. Not. There's remnants of piss in there, but it's different liquid.
When someone is fucking squirting a venti Starbucks cup, it's piss, bitch.
Don't ruin Starbucks.
I'm with you, because where, what is it? What else could it be, and where is it being stored?
You ain't got that much fluid.
Who, okay. Bitch?
And
I got a lot of fluid.
What is that one we had on? The first porn star we had? Come on. It was like episode lip something.
Luscious lips.
I'm just trying to think of like a hood.
I think it
name.
Depends on the volume. If it's volumes and volumes,
but she said
venti,
porn stars were drinking gallons of water before they.
Maybe if it's for a porn. Yeah, okay. It's my dream to squirt.
It feels so good, girl. It made me cry, bitch.
You like squirted.
I squirted out my pussy and then my eyes started squirting.
I got it, bitch. So many.
I don't like, bro. Can you? Why Weezy be looking like this?
I don't know.
She trifling.
Because
I can't.
You be squirting out your eyes.
I mean, I did squirt out my eyes.
Oh,
I started
my God.
Crying.
You did this?
I don't understand how people. I've been having the best orgasms
count?
Of my
I cry
life,
a lot.
And I can't.
Am I squirting?
You squirting out your eyes?
I cry a lot too. All right, right-handed man almost masturbates to death. Sex or self-sex has been found to be the immediate preceding activity after a ruptured aneurysm.
Ouch!
In 14% of patients. So, what? This fellow redefined mind-blowing sex after he suffered a life-threatening stroke while repeatedly masturbating. People are saying that he was lucky to have gotten out of it. The unnamed 51-year-old right-handed man in Japan admittedly enjoyed pleasuring himself several times a day and literally gave himself a stroke. One explosive love session went awry after he climaxed and it was struck down by thunderclap headaches and severe vomiting. And he was rushed to the hospital. They said there was two telltale signs of a cerebrovascular accident. Oof. Bravular, vascular. Would you want to be an astronaut?
Don't do that, bitch.
Bitch, because I
bitch,
can't.
This is talking about
be an
anatomy.
Teacher at all. Anyway, basically, they said that he had a stroke while stroking.
Is it not anatomy?
And that he suffered a fucking hemorrhage and blood vessels ruptured into his brain because the orgasm was strong and he was doing it too often, pretty much. So, yeah.
Did they do a count? Oh, he died.
No, he didn't die.
So can we know how many times he
That's
masturbated?
What I'm saying. What?
Can I know the number count? Did they ask? This is the research. This is why.
Can you take a guess about how many
I'm not
times
sure,
it could have taken?
But they're
that?
Saying basically that 14% of patients that have a ruptured blood vessel after from an aneurysm at that age. 14% were orgasming or masturbating.
I believe that. I think some men
That's
will masturbate like four
that
times in a day. I think several, when you're talking about masturbating, several is like three
is
to
four
five.
Is four a lot?
Your mom almost killed that guy.
Don't do that.
Wow.
Don't put that on my mama.
Wow.
She was fucking a man and he had a heart attack.
Love you, Tammy.
No.
Yeah.
He died?
My mama got that killer pussy.
He died?
Shout out
pussy.
To that killer pussy, mama. Yeah.
Oh. Wait, Raina was fucking a guy and he had to go grab his inhaler. It's like my favorite story.
Wheezy.
Wait. Have you had to do that during sex?
Maybe once. Only when it was like really quick sex because it's like, you know?
Mm-hmm. No,
kinda
I don't.
It makes me want it right now.
All right.
Anyway. So just think about how many, like, look at your, like, screen time. Like, how much are you on your phone in a day?
Way
like,
too
someone
much.
Might be, like, jerking it, like, for hours a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have like an addiction almost to masturbating, like that could be hours of the day.
Do you remember MTV's True Life?
Uh-huh.
There was a guy, I'll never forget him, and he said that he was so addicted to masturbating and porn that he made his password or something like, I love my kids, because he thought it would make him stop.
Oh my God.
And he was like, I couldn't even... Oh, wow. Like, he's like, I just forgot about what I was
I believe that it can fuck you up, though, because it's like, it's such, your blood pressure goes up, whatever. Right, I'm not a doctor, but like, the shit that floods into your brain and your heart and like, I don't know, your other shit, I feel like you could have like a heart attack for real.
I ain't gonna hold you. My problem with the masturbating is I masturbate then go to sleep. So I'll be like, all right, bro, a bitch ain't got time for a nap right now. I can't touch my pussy. Because every time I touch my pussy, a bitch gets tired.
Oh, I can get, it's like,
you get excited?
Ooh, it can give me wings like Red Bull.
Oh.
Like, if I feel like energized. I can't get up sometimes, I'll masturbate.
Yes, first thing in the morning or last thing at night.
It's good for a hangover.
Oh, no, see, last thing
it's
at night
great for a hangover. Great.
Just the orgasms. I mean, sex would be preferable, but, like, I've, like, fucked my way out of a hangover.
Oh, nah.
Really? I feel like it put me deeper.
That shit makes me sick. Because I get seasick, right? You be moving and shit.
I need to masturbate. God. I'm not fucking damn. When I'm hungover.
Masturbating, yes, but, like.
I mean, unless you're laying down, just taking it. No,
girls gotta fuck.
I think it's like a part of your hangover is like mental, you know what I'm saying? So if you can kind of flood with that serotonin, I feel like it helps a little.
We're doctors.
I was about to say, are y'all just making up words?
Well, you know so much, let's skip into the hors d'oeuvre segment where we offer a sex tip, either one of you or both, sex tip for men, for women, women for men, women for women, men for men, anyone, or them for them.
Thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate that.
So I have a tip. I feel like this is not a hot take, but people do say that like they never thought of this and it's like changed their sex life. It's not, you guys, this is not groundbreaking, but it is just to have like a good playlist. Like I would always say that I would have Rihanna's Anti album on when I was having sex.
And that's a good fucking album.
Like I've made a bunch of sex playlists. Like we made one on our Spotify account. People were like, this changed my life. This changed, we had the best sex. Like I don't.
Are you Spotify exclusive?
No.
Because you really dropped that, like, we made one on our Spotify.
We do.
Account.
We promote them way too much. I mean, we've done some stuff with them, but we're trying to get that caller daddy lives, deal. Yeah. But no.
Well, y'all will get the caller daddy deal before we do.
We're fucking trying.
We, like, kind of hinted to them on a call one time. We're like, so. No, but I have, like, that mini Alexa next to my bed. Like, it's easy to be like, play a thing. Like, I've always felt like music is so important to the sexual experience. And sometimes people don't think about that. And they get into the bedroom and they're like, but how am I supposed to play music now? So I think you should have, like, some sort of, like Alexa thing. And, like,
Alexa, play Snow Allegra Radio.
Wow, I can't.
That's when a little too deep.
No, Snow Allegra, not because it's her different songs. Like, bro, it's good. So Snow Allegra is my go-to sex.
Okay. Mine is called Alexa.
Weekend.
Wet.
If you can also say The Weekend. But I had this guy that this was right when we started the podcast. I was, like, fucking this younger dude. And it was when Nice for What came out and he like played the music video and I had this big TV like over the bed. I was like, this is kind of hot because that's like a girl power song.
I ain't going to hold you.
Wait, the music video was good.
No, it doesn't matter. I told you I was going to fuck this one man. He was a bartender. He was real, real fine. And this nigga went to start playing Offset, his solo album. And I was like,
Why did you tell us this isn't working?
I shared this story. You remember?
No. Solo album, but maybe not.
Offset had a solo album at some point. And I think it was, or maybe, I don't know what it was.
Was it up and it's up?
No, bitch, that's Cardi, bitch.
But didn't they have a song together? Oh, Clout.
Yes, Clout.
Clout.
That was on the solo album, right?
Yes.
But regardless, I said, oh, I just know this dick isn't going to hit. So I literally was just like, this isn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. But also because he went straight into, first off, he played Offset while putting on a condom.
Nice.
You didn't even eat my pussy. You didn't finger me. I didn't get a massage. He just thought Offset was supposed to make me wet and be ready for some condom dick.
What kind of bar was it? He's like, this is my condom putting on music.
No, this was actually, it was a gay bar that I met him in. But he was fine. But he was a straight bartender at a gay bar.
Yeah.
In Harlem?
No, bitch, in the city.
That is so funny. That's like his hype song while he's putting on his condom.
Bro, when I tell you I was so turned off.
What was the song?
I was like, I said, is this Offset? Without Quavo and Takeoff. First off, I like Takeoff the best. If you know me, you notice his deep voice. Like, Takeoff got the best voice.
More, yeah. More.
So you thought my pussy was going to drip to Offset? I said, this is it. You got to go. Luckily, he drove.
Wait.
What?
If you know me, what? That song?
Notice same my feng shui.
That's him?
I got to regulate. Underlay.
I was gonna name a good song to fuck to.
I'm gonna knock the pussy out like
wait, yeah, what are you like a fight?
Oh, I fucked to Brent Faiyaz. That's who I fuck to.
She wants to fuck. She
I don't
just,
want to fuck.
Bro, you do want to fuck that man.
Are you not fucking?
What?
Are you not fucking?
Oh, she
or
fucking.
You want to fuck that
she
guy?
Fuck, she oh, wants no, no, to no. fuck everyone.
I don't want
to
fuck him, Mandy.
You don't want to fuck
I
Brent?
I did let him know that most of my orgasms, like we were talking about like porn. Damn, I hope this comes out when our collab comes out. But anyway, basically I was like, look, I'm obsessed with you. There's been clear Twitter. You type my name in Brent Faiyaz, it's sick. I deleted some of them before we did the sex sells thing. But basically, I don't know what it is about his voice that makes me come, but I told him, like, all of my sex tapes are with your music in the back. Like, it's sick. And he was looking at me like, are you?
Do y'all have someone that you're super obsessed with, that you're a fanatic of, and you really would get on a platform and lie and say you wouldn't fuck them? Go.
I don't think I would fuck him.
Go. Who is that person?
He's 24.
So what?
So what?
So what, girl? That's legal?
Okay.
I'm asking y'all, who is y'all celebrity crush that you want to fuck, but you're not going to admit, but you are right now?
What? There's nothing I've ever thought in my life that I just say. I'm so envious of people that can, like, think a thought, not have to fucking say it. Like, I don't know what that feels like. Everything I want to say, every position I want to be in, every person I want to fuck, I fucking say it.
Just let it
and
out.
And you do it, huh?
Yeah. And I mean, there have been people on the podcast I've just said I want to fuck, and I'm just like, I hope so. We've invited people. We've invited people as guests on the podcast so I can fuck them. Like,
shut the fuck up.
Did it work? That's a way to get to know somebody.
That's how you meet people.
No, the basketball player I like that I said I think fucks white girls. Was it Jimmy Butler? Let's have him on. It was Jimmy Butler.
Can we talk to someone that knows him?
Wait, why would you want to invite him and you just said you think he fucks white girls? You're not.
Because I can change him.
Oh. Yes, that is exactly how you should start a relationship.
First of all, he wears that little hoop I like. He likes house music and he's black. It's like me.
Invite him on the podcast and then fuck him.
And he's rich, bitch.
Yeah, you're in the wrong, Maddie.
Do you want to fuck to house music, though?
No. I just mean, like, I like to, like, go to shit like that.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, there's very few black people in the world that you meet that likes house music with you, which is crazy because black people invented house. And, like... It's true. I'm also like one of those.
Oh, yeah, I ain't gonna hold
you. I'm like, you know, a black man made the light bulb. Like,
I ain't gonna hold you. I brought my homegirl to the sex club and she was like, do they have words to the music at this one? Because, bitch, I need words. And that's me. So that house music, that doom, 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 doom.
If I don't hear words, like, we have to go.
Where are the words? How do I sing along to doom, 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 doom? No, that's why they just be punching the air. They're actually angry.
But you know what? I love when you hear that one word and you'd be like,
go downtown.
Yes.
The fact that everyone gets excited when words are said. See what I mean? I need words to my
much
music.
Like you. We were at this club and it was in the Hamptons. We went with this girl and it was a birthday party and I was like, it's not even good house. It was the worst house I've ever heard. And we went up to the DJ and we're like, be real with us. Like, is this going to be all night? And we were like, do you have any hip hop? And he was like, I don't even have it. We were like, we have to go.
We have to go.
Nobody
that would be me.
Was in the club. Nobody. It was empty. And I was like, I just feel like if this was like a late night dance spot, there would be people here. Like, no one's coming to this.
I know that's right.
Damn, that sucks.
I'd be gone.
That was here in the city?
This was in the Hamptons. They opened this like new club. It was empty. The whole staff. We were like, what?
It might have been
maybe because
too.
Of COVID.
Yeah.
No.
You've seen photos of the Hamptons this summer. No one cares about
listen,
that.
Listen, no one gives a fuck.
They are Atlanta.
Everybody's vaccinated.
Oh, it's Atlanta?
It is the Atlanta
of New York.
Did you live in Atlanta?
No.
I didn't.
It's just our direct demographic.
I used to live in Atlanta. Yeah. I love Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Atlanta loves us.
I love Atlanta.
For real? Oh, we're doing a show there. We'll be at the Tabernacle on September 11th.
Is that what we're doing too?
We ours got canceled literally 3 days before. Bro, the world was shutting down, and I told Mandy, I'm like, we're still going to go.
When I tell you, so
we thought about that for a minute.
No.
We had a fight about that.
No,
yeah.
We literally fought about it. I said, Weezy, I'm not doing no fucking show. Mind you, it's March. We're locked down, but Atlanta wasn't. She said, it's in Atlanta. We can still go.
We were supposed to go to Texas. Like,
Texas, don't
and I'm like, I said, care. Bro, yeah. I am not going to have a super spreader fucking event and have people start dying,
okay,
bro.
I didn't think
we got to keep our listeners.
They're going to go to a pool party anyway, and they got the strip club. What do we got to do anything?
I just want y'all to understand, she feels like we're going to lose listeners when they write these awful comments. We would have lost listeners if we had a fucking
so
show.
So we didn't know the word super spreader yet when this was happening. Well, we were arguing about it. It was before Tom Hanks got COVID. So, you know.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But also, we didn't get to make the decision. Like, Texas shut down. Like, but we had a minute where I was like, well, I still think we should go. Rain was like, I don't think we should go. And then the next day was like, nobody can go. Like, it was like, the world stopped.
No, oh, yeah. Literally, it's, I think maybe a week and a half later, the NBA literally canceled their.
Mm. Oh, it was
like. I said, and bitch, you wanted to do. There's no more basketball.
That was the day. It was the day.
There is no more basketball.
By the time we got home, by the time I walked back to my apartment, they declared a state of emergency in Houston. And I was like, we don't have to go.
And we weren't that prepared, actually. So I was like, well, we'll just take 2 weeks off. We'll be in Philly by April. Like, we were so delusional.
Yeah.
So
for y'all?
Mark Maron, I went to go see him in LA, and he said something that I fucking died laughing at because this was real. He comes out on stage. He goes, do you guys remember the stage where we were like wiping boxes down? You guys remember when we were there? Mm-hmm. And we were like, shit, you gotta leave the box outside. Should we give it 12 hours, 24 hours? Fuck. And he was like talking about all the dumb shit he wanted to get out of there. I got my cheese grater. I was, how long we gotta leave the box outside? I was just at a point, and we even had an episode where it was like, oh, well, this is going on. And I was like, it's gonna blow over. Man, boy, did I have to learn how to work a fucking. I thought I was an engineer. I'm like, I got a piece of episode together. Oh my God.
Right. We never did virtual till COVID. We were like always like, we got to be in person, guests in person only. Like, we had to learn. I had to learn a lot.
Well, and then we're guest based, and we had a shitty time early on with our like just getting audio right. So I'm like, fuck, we don't want our guests for a whole hour to sound like they're on the phone.
Us too.
So then it was like, we could only record with people that had mics. But then it was getting everyone's mic to not do feedback.
I know. And then people just lie. I have a mic. No, you don't.
Well,
no.
No. They thought they did if they had AirPods.
Wait, we had a throuple. That was a great episode. Like, they were great, but like the audio was so fucked up. So,
and they were all in the same house. So they had to go in all in different rooms.
Oh my God. And then
it was shitty.
The girlfriend and then the main girl and then they were together. Oh my God, dude, it was bad. And then they were like, do you want to speak? Dude, it was awful.
I have a box story for you. Keep it quick.
A box?
The wiping down the boxes phase.
Oh, I was. I ain't gonna hold you.
But also, just hear me out. It's about my pussy too. So,
oh, fun.
I was with my parents for 3 months. And I get to my parents in Delaware and I realize I forgot my vibrator. So I'd like order new ones and I ordered two and I kind of knew when they were coming and I was like, got to watch those boxes because my dad's grabbing every package and he's wiping them down, right? That's coming in. And I was like, the vibrators are arriving on Tuesday. I got to like keep tabs on the situation. And they came really early in the morning and my dad comes in and I'm like, oh my God, I could like feel the heat. I was like, those are the vibrators. Like, he had it in his hand and I was like, he's just going to wipe it down. It's fine. And I'll grab it and I'll bring it, you know, out of the room. And that day, for whatever reason, he goes, we got to start opening the boxes and sanitizing the contents inside. And I like screamed. I was like, give me the box. And I like ran out of the house. Like, it was like the middle of that phase of like, we got to wipe everything down. We had the most awkward moment.
I'm so sorry that you went through that. This was a fucking traumatic time. Like, if I'm depressed now, I moved to Mexico. That's how fucking depressed I was. We were off tour. I was supposed to do a TV show and I was like, oh, they're done with me. I was like, that's it. No more horrible. We didn't have our iHeart contract then. I was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to work from home now? Oh, it was so bad.
This was
bad.
Like during COVID? You moved to Mexico?
Yeah.
Were you together?
No.
Oh, where'd you go?
I stayed my ass in the Bronx.
Here, you stayed. You went to Mexico.
Mad as fuck. Because like back then too, again, New York shit, it's like, I didn't even leave the house because back then you had to wear gloves, masks. Like,
yeah. Oh,
back
then the glove phase?
You couldn't even
you had to touch
there
your phone.
Was a glove phase. And then literally just a grocery shop.
Yeah,
you also had
gloves.
To stand outside for 45 minutes. Ugh. And it's March in New York, so it's 28 degrees. Ugh. I'm standing outside for fucking 45 minutes to get into the grocery shop.
That was brutal. Joe's line was brutal. So I was wild. Brutal.
That was
No, uh-huh. I was in the Bronx, so shout out C-Town.
Do you remember when only one person per family could go? Or did they only... That was a Mexican thing.
You feel me with a
so
C-Town?
In Mexico, they were very strict too before black people came to Tulum. Because listen, well, I don't know what happened. White people been going to Tulum. But when black people found out Tulum was a thing, then Tulum stepped its game up. Now you have fucking bottles. It's like Bagatelle 1-0.
It is.
Because black people come and they
have air conditioning there now.
Sit at the bar, bitch. Yeah,
they're like, we can't let them
on a fucking table. I had never seen tables like this in Tulum until black people started coming. Don't get me wrong. It was still being ruined by like the whole like raves and like pollution and shit like that.
Yeah, but people found out about Tulum.
Now it's bottle popping shit. Yeah. It's Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So at one point, you couldn't go to the supermarket without like, you could just only go one family at a time. So my boyfriend doesn't speak Spanish, neither do I, but I was a little bit better.
And you were not, just because you put the accent on it, Weezy. Hold on, this bitch acting like, yeah, I knew Spanish a little better.
Oh, really? Well, Eden, give me a fucking quiz on food. And why'd you make that face? Because you knew I was coming to you.
Because I knew you were not.
We were on the phone. I was in Mexico a few days ago. Did I not speak you well?
See, just I speak you well.
I'm speaking very good.
She said, I want some arroz con pollo.
Actually, yeah. What dishes did you order in Mexico? I speak it well.
What did I order?
What did you order in Mexico?
Chilaquiles verde. Okay.
That's the most basic brunch as a white female in New York City. I was like, okay, that's the basic brunch dish in the world.
Okay. And then I had
hamburguesa.
Café con leche almendra. Because a bitch is
did you
scary.
Say Amanda?
Lactose. That's because you're lactose.
She's annoying.
I want to shit my brains out. She's annoying. Because before I knew it was leche almendra, I used to say necesito leche, but no leche. And they'd be like, oh, okay, not real milk. They knew what was going on. And I was at the phase when we first
they knew what was going on.
You? I wanted to get chicken, right? And I knew I wanted pollo. And they were trying to say, what kind? And so I would hold my tits. And he was like, okay, the breast.
The breast. Oh, okay.
And then I learned chicken thigh is musclo. What's that?
Look at you, see?
I want no, what is it?
Musclo. Pollo musclo.
You're saying it right. You're saying it right, yes.
Thank you. I know aguacate. Look, I know the fucking
you're
shit.
You're doing great. No,
no, thank you.
What was the last one you were just going to say?
Aguacate, avocado.
Oh, okay. Wait, anyway. Hold on. You said that was a basic dish. I need to hear a Spanish dish from you.
Just any Spanish dish? Yeah. Like arroz con pollo?
Arroz con pollo.
Okay, I mean, get out of here. This I know what it is.
That passed.
I worked in restaurants my whole life. Family meal was always like the Mexicans in the kitchen would make family meal every day. It was always arroz con pollo every single day. I ate it every chicken thighs and rice every single day. Mole.
Okay. I do love mole.
Like I will judge a Mexican place by the mole. I'm like a big mole.
I'm
fan.
A mole.
Not everybody
fan
likes
too.
It. It's an interesting
mole.
Flavor. I'm so into it.
I'm mad I can't make it. I don't know how to make it.
It's like, really hard.
I had a Mexican
chocolate. What the fuck am I doing with that?
There's like dozens of different kinds. There's like nuts in it and guajillo chili.
Dude, I went to Pajul, which is like the most quote unquote expensive, like or well known. It's like top 5 restaurant in the world. It is in Mexico City.
Wait, what's it called?
Pajul.
Okay.
They have some fucking 300-year-old mole. And I swear to God, I saw Andrew Schultz talk about how it wasn't that good, but I was like, he just went down everything. And the meal's like $250 a person.
Nope.
Oh, wow. Bro, I ate this fucking shit.
Nope.
And in Mexico City?
Yeah. They have some of the best restaurants in the world.
No, we went. It's amazing.
I was so pissed, Mandy. I was on fucking Yelp. I was like, this is ridiculous. So you're telling me they just keep renewing the 300-year-old mole? It's bullshit. Mm. I don't believe it. Then the waiter comes over. I'm already lit because I'm pissed. I was like, tell me the truth. And she was like, no, tell me, no lie. Is this shit?
Bro.
This is 300 years old.
Trescientos.
Wait, do you speak Spanish?
Hell nah.
She just lived in the Bronx for a while.
And I don't even like eating Mexican food like that because I really kind of like anal sex a lot now. And Mexican food, if you eat that shit, no anal sex that night,
right?
Bitch.
Oh, yeah, you got to
oh, yeah, you going to shit after that food.
I think you're straight if you just don't eat the beans. You're fine.
Yeah, that's a good
as someone who has never successfully had anal sex in my entire life.
Okay, well, no, because then my chest hurt. I'm in my 30s, so the way the spices be, it be giving me acid reflux. Like a motherfucker.
You can't fuck. You can't get butt sex with acid reflux?
Yeah, no, but...
What does the one hole have to do with the other
okay,
hole?
I mean, I can, but like while I'm laying down, mind you, you gotta relax.
You don't
relax.
Want to be uncomfortable in
well,
both
you gotta
holes.
Relax there yeah. and
what happens? You'll like burp?
No, like my whole chest be on fire. And bitch, how am I supposed
her
to relax
already
my Buddha
on fire,
hole?
You know?
And my shit is like burning. Mm-hmm. That's some old people sex shit. But I be like,
my heart.
But it's like really just to cool my chest down, not to relax my asshole.
I have a question for you. How did you, I always need to, because I want to get into it and I can't. How did you like recently get into butt sex? Like what changed for
recently?
You?
Recently? Oh, nah, bitch. I lived in Atlanta and a nigga fucked me when I was 18. And at first, that's when
bubble.
I was like, I questioned a guy who wanted anal sex because, you know, I was naive back then. I was like, ooh, I know he's doing it in all the boot holes.
Okay.
He must have been in prison.
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought at first. And then This is what I used to think. I'm mature now because we have a podcast, Sex Positive.
That's fair. Yeah.
You know?
Growth.
So then I got into it. I was like, oh, it's just a different feeling for the men. And then I really experienced my first anal orgasm. Okay. And then I was just like, okay, it's cool. And I used to have a dick size limit. Now you just got to add more lube.
A dick size limit.
Mm-hmm. Like the medium dicks that I used to like give a chance to, now, no.
You won't
put, I'm a size queen. I just know it's going to hurt. And okay. My shit is just going to fall out the next day. And I'm just prepared.
Prolapsed asshole.
Yeah.
What kind of lube do you like? I interrupted you, but I'm fascinated with sex. I don't
anal
like
lube, don't use the numbing one.
Oh my
don't
God.
Do it.
Why? Because the next day it'll be terrible.
No, it'll go in your mouth.
Because then I accidentally put it in my mouth and I was drooling like a bitch.
Oh my God.
I've done that before. You accidentally touch your mouth afterwards. Okay. I've done that before.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why I just went from ATM. You know what I mean? I wasn't supposed to do the ATM move, but I did because niggas be nasty.
The ATM? What the fuck?
What?
This bitch named the porn acronym. I am done, bitch. Shut the fuck up for the rest of the episode.
Okay. Carry on with your outline, bitch.
She was trying to like ask a question for. I'm sorry, I hijacked the whole Mexican food segment.
It was girls gotta eat. We gotta talk about food.
Right.
In Mexico.
It was on brand.
ATM.
What's the problem?
I'm finished with you.
I did it.
This episode is about
that man.
Don't say a thing.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I ain't here no more.
So
don't leave.
You mentioned that floor sex is really bad. Like it's an absolute don't. I need to know why.
So I had never had, like, I've had sex probably on a rug or like on a floor surface, but I had never had sex on a hardwood till recently. And it was like, it's not doable because your body's like stuck to the floor and then someone's just fucking you and you're like, like,
but is it like wood burn?
I was sticking to the floor is what I'm saying. Like I wasn't.
Yours is more like tile also. So it's even stickier.
Linoleum.
Linoleum or whatever.
Look,
it's not really wood.
I have nice hardwoods. I live in a nice, it might be some fake wood. It looks nice. So I don't know. They probably phoned
in
it
in. In the kitchen, that's
this.
Wood? It's nice. No, it's really nice. It's just not wood. It's super, it's nicer than wood.
It's like, I don't know the name, but like I.
Slate.
I started fucking this guy on the floor and I just thought it was sexy at first. Like Ludacris says it. He's like, we're going to move from the bed down to the floor. I'm like, oh, that's got to be.
He
that's the song's called What's Your Fantasy? I'm like, I'm down for the fantasy. And I mean, we were fucking and in my head, I'm like, this doesn't feel right. I felt like my body was like pinned and I was just, because you can't move. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I was stuck to the floor.
When you said
just,
my body was pinned, I knew exactly what that felt like.
And then I literally, the sound that came out of my body was like, like it came out of my chest.
Oh, because you didn't have. Oh.
I had like, I just was like, ugh.
He like smacked the breath out of you.
We have to move to the bedroom.
Were you, did you
He was
talk?
Like, did you come? I'm kidding, but that's my cum sound.
Did you
a
fuck
guttural.
Him again?
Yeah. We had been fucking like a couple times. Like it was after Raina's birthday.
Did you meet him there or something?
I'd met him one time before he came. I told like our friend to like bring him because I thought he was cute. And I was like, bring this dude. And so it was kind of like, I manifested a little bit. And like we were flirting the whole night.
You
so.
Manifucked it.
Manifest it. And we went home after like late. We were kind of drunk. So we just, you know, could have sex a bunch. You know what I mean?
Like when I'm drunk and people can fuck forever, like I'm praying to God they stop at some point.
Yeah. I mean, he finally came. Like I was like, ugh, yeah. You know, like, but we
I can't
did.
Relate. So I'm just going to be
Dude,
quiet.
I thought I was going to break my fucking
Why you don't
wrist.
Drink?
Bitch. I definitely drink.
No, so my boyfriend is sober. He doesn't drink. And like, I was talking the other day and I was like, we're just never going to have drunk sex. Like, I mean, I'll have drunk sex, but like.
How long has he been sober?
5 years.
But is it like a sad sober story?
No, he's great.
He's great. And he can be around people that are drinking. Like it's not.
He thinks it's adorable. I'm hammered all the time around
him. Okay, good.
But like, we're never going to have like sloppy, fall down drunk sex. I mean, I can do it, but like the other person is dead sober. So I'm like, we're just never going to.
And they're judging you.
He doesn't give a shit.
No.
You know?
Maybe not your boyfriend.
But he's not
as
inhibited
as I am. The ones y'all fucking at home, they probably judging you. Mm-hmm. Have you ever like been out with a sober person that just looks at you fucked up and they're like, no, it's cool.
I dated this guy. We met at DUI school and like he was sober. Wait. And then I like went over one night, tried to come over drunk and he was like not having it. He was like sober for years.
Hold on. You met him at DUI school.
Yeah.
Bro, this is really bad.
Was a good, like bad?
He Hold was on. Sober for a reason.
But yeah. How was he sober for years and still in the school?
So he, hold on. He was, Well, let me think back. He had gotten like four DUIs.
Whoa.
He was in and out of sobriety.
Listen.
In and out of it. Okay.
I say DUI school because it's like kind of funnier, but it was at this like rehab facility I had to go to for a little bit. It was casual. It was not.
It was chill, guys. It was a rehab, but it was chill.
Like, no. They didn't drag you in.
No, I got a DUI and I had to go to this like class every week at this like facility.
It was AA. It wasn't AA. No.
It was like a 3 hour, like.
3 hour?
Kind of in like.
But it wasn't voluntary.
No, I had to go to it. It came with a DUI. I had to go get this assessment, and then that was like what I had to go do.
Maybe when you're in college. I've had to do that before. It's always like court-mandated.
It's like part of the thing. Well, yeah. Anyway, I met him. So he had been probably.
She's not a Jewish y'all.
He had been sober for like a year, and we hung out sober all the time. Like, I was not drinking around him, but like one night. I do think I wanted to end it. I was getting back with my ex. I wanted to blow it up, like subconsciously. And I did get drunk and I like went over to his house, like just like super wasted. And he was like, nah. And I was like, okay, bye. Like,
oh, no.
We were on the way out.
It's like, you know, that episode of Sex and the City when, like, remember when she like didn't want to fuck him anymore and he like went back to drinking? I'm so scared of dating someone who's sober because I'm scared I'm going to be the reason.
They'll start getting addicted to you, like in Sex and the City.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I don't want it anymore.
I mean, every sober person is totally different, right? And so, like, you just evaluate, like, where they are in their sobriety. Have they, like, done the work? Why are they sober? Are they in therapy? Like, I would never say, like, all or never to anything. Like, it's not my dream to date a sober person, but, like, the person I'm dating, like, the way he is sober.
5 years is a long time.
Fine. He wasn't, like, sucking dick for crack. Like, he stopped drinking. He was never, like, super into drugs. And he's, like, been through therapy. And again, he'll be around me and Ashley drunk all day long. It's fine.
That's great, though.
That sober guy I hooked up with, he did.
And you'll never go back to DUI school as long as you guys have each other and your boyfriend.
Yeah. And don't drink and drive. I need to, like, say that. I don't like to make light of the DUI things. I used to, like, make a lot of jokes. And I just, you know, don't drink and drive, guys.
Why do people get upset with you about those?
I mean.
Yeah, that's, like, as bad as COVID.
Like, and yet we made fun of the box.
Like, COVID's a choice.
It's not. But the vaccine is. So that's where it was all going. I don't know. I be on Twitter a lot, and they oftentimes relay getting a vaccine and not to DUIs.
Oh,
like, because the person who doesn't get the vaccine is as bad as the drunk driver.
See,
because
there are a lot of, like, car
that are vaccinated.
I saw the car.
Yeah, I don't know. I be on Twitter a lot, and I've seen the relation.
It's been like 15 years, so I'm not. Yeah.
Someone said recently, I can't remember what a celebrity was. He was like, if you have to get a license, you should be able to get the vaccine. It's like, yeah, but you don't have to drive. So I feel like that argument isn't good. The best one I saw was about the red light. And it was saying you have the freedom to go through the red light, but you choose to stop because you know it's safe for everyone
else. It's a law. You don't choose to just stop at a red light.
Right,
and they're basically
saying that there's going to be a mandate.
But you could run it, but then you get a ticket. You know, like, we, like, live in a society with rules. Like, that's kind of like, people are like, well, I want my freedom. It's like, we have rules already. Like, I always say you can't go to Walmart with your dick out. Like, you can't show up with... You know, we have
those are the people that were going to be at your Texas show. They were going to be like, we got our goddamn freedom and them goddamn girls are going to eat hair. That's what was going to happen.
That's how they sounded.
I don't know. Not at the shows.
Not our Texas shows.
Well, ours is Houston. It's different.
We do Dallas.
Wow, that accent is.
We did Houston and Dallas.
We did do Dallas.
We like our shows in Texas. We hope that people will be vaccinated and safe. We enjoy the shows and... You know,
I just be talking shit about any stuff. Even, I mean, I'm from Florida. It's the worst place you could be from.
It literally is. It's right, so right embarrassing now.
Yeah.
The internet has embarrassed Florida.
No, it's not
even
right
more.
Now. It's been forever. Mm. We were dumb for a long time. Mm. Florida man existed before Trump and COVID. Yeah. We've been dumb.
I'm just like a fan of the state. I mean, not like a lot, not like the governor and like shit that's going down right now, but I've always been like down with Florida. You know?
We party in Miami. We like Tampa a lot.
Miami don't count. Listen.
Miami don't count.
But I like Tampa too.
Because there's, like, fucking strippers and casinos and, like, beach.
I tell you what, though. The Orlando airport is ground zero for COVID.
It is.
There are so many children. It is.
I hate flying. I'd be so mad. I'd be getting on them goddamn flights and it'd be all them goddamn kids. And then I'd be wanting to look like, bitch, shut your kid up. This is a lot. fucking hate
all kids.
Mm-hmm. Bro, and I'll just be like, so your kid is this disrespectful that it's just going to scream?
I cannot wait to look at these children in the face because I'm going to go see my family on Monday. And I'm telling you right now, do you think I won't be holding my child looking at one of those disgusting kids? And they're like, can I touch? No, you can't.
I ain't going to hold you. A kid will sit next to me. I'll look at the motherfucking flight attendant.
The dog.
Is this flight full? Yeah. I need to change my seat. I don't even want to sit by them.
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah, at the Orlando airport, it's a journey. Yeah.
Mandy's what? A little, okay.
What? I'm so serious.
You be talking about kids crazy, dog.
What's the problem? Like, bro, we was at Fun Spot, and I'm talking like how I talk. And my mom is and telling me to watch my mouth. Children's?
Like, I didn't
spit them out my coochie. So I'm finna talk how I want to.
What were you doing?
I was just talking like this.
She said, spit them out my coochie.
Yeah, real loud, like mama.
You know it had to be bad if your mother.
I know, because my mother pretty bad.
If your own mother said, stop. Mandy and her mom are the same. I just say her mom's a little, it's just a little more, she's mature.
Mm-hmm. Well, she is, bitch.
I know, I'm saying like 50.
She half
just,
a century.
She's just you today. But like, what were you doing? Were you talking about kids?
I don't remember. I'm sure I was talking about dick or something.
With your mom at the Fun Spot. Okay. You said you guys have terrible dating stories. Now, Raina, we've just heard about floor sex in DUI school. I need one from you with your slutty energy.
I have two. I have one that happened like right around. Should I tell that story or should I tell the story about... Okay, I'll tell you a different story. I used to get so hammered at work events. I worked at Groupon. We went to this event and I met like a couple guys there and gave my number out. And so two of them were texting me after the event. One was like really cute. One wasn't. And so I was going to go on a date with this dude. And he's like texting me. I don't know which one it is. I don't know who's going to walk through the door. But one was like cuter than the other. And it was wintertime. And we went to a bar. He told me to meet him at this bar in Avenue C. And it was like, it was so snowy. It was like fucking cold. I didn't want to go on this goddamn date. I was like, just please be the cute one. And he is like, I'm sitting at this bar. He's like 35, 40 minutes late. He keeps like texting me. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. But he was at this charity event for a charity that he runs. So I was like, all right, at least it's like valid, nice reason like to be at this event, whatever. So he gets there. He walks in. And I'm like, all right, it's the ugly one.
Oh,
okay,
no.
It's fine.
Oh, gross.
And you waited?
And I waited. But I was like, whatever. I'll 2 hours, whatever. I'll make the best of it.
You waited for two hours?
No. I mean, it's 2 hours of my life. I'll make the best of it. Whatever. He walks in. He sits down. He starts telling about this charity. And I'm like, okay, like this will be like a nice night. Whatever. A couple of drinks. So he's talking about this charity. And I'm like, what does it do? And he was like, we collect clothing for women that are like underprivileged. That are going to go to like job interviews. And we get like nice clothing for them to like give them. And I was like, oh my God, that's a great guy. And I was like, I would love to donate to that. I actually used to manage restaurants. I have all this clothing that I never use anymore. And he was like, do you wear like pencil skirts? And I was like, yeah. And he was like maybe like a button down shirt. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, do you wear glasses? I was like, sometimes. And he goes, I would fuck the shit out of you in that outfit. 10 minutes into this date. And I was like, what the fuck is about to happen? So then I'm just like, oh, I'm going to stay to see what other terrible things this guy
because I have a podcast. If you think I'm leaving, I have a fucking podcast.
So I keep talking to him. And he's telling me about how he like, there was something wrong with his apartment that he was living in. And he was like, so basically what happened was like my toilet flooded and he's always staying with his ex-girlfriend currently. And the reason why was because his apartment had flooded, the toilet had flooded, the apartment below him, piss and shit all into the apartment below. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so terrible. I'm so sorry. And he's like, oh no, it's no big deal because I got to meet the girl whose apartment had flooded and I fucked her too. And I was like, what is literally happening on this fucking
date?
How
ugly was he?
He was like,
wait, was it that ugly guy?
Did you ever meet him?
Raina showed me a picture one time of this guy she fucked. I lost my mind. We were like in their dressing room at Rent the Runway. I was like, I can't believe you fucked that guy.
That guy I liked.
That guy was disgusting. I can't even. It was like, I was like, I can't believe we're friends. But anyway. We were talking about fucking ugly guys and she was like,
this dude, I did not fuck him, but it was one of those moments where like, you're like, this is so terrible. I like, this will be the best story of all time. So I went to the bathroom twice in the middle of the date to write down what was happening so I wouldn't forget like details of what was happening.
And then
towards the end, he did this like 180 where like, he was like being so disgusting. Then he goes, do you ride? And I was like, ride what? And he was like, horses. Obviously. And I was like, now you're being like pretentious with me. Like, this was one of the worst dates of all time.
You ride.
And I left after and he texted me and said, He was terrible. I left after. He was like, I had a great time. Like, when can I see you again? I was like, are you fucking serious?
Can I ask y'all, why do men not know when dates
what
are bad?
What date were you on,
like,
sir?
Like, I feel like...
Boundaries!
That's the thing with men. It's like, men will want to see you again after an awful date, but it's like they don't realize that they just gave an awful date.
Right. Okay, so here's what I think it is. I was polite, and I was like... at least kind. And I like look back on that and I'm like, we don't owe people kindness or politeness for being so rude to you and so demeaning and talking about other women in a shitty way. Like, we don't owe that to them. And like,
nope, this is exactly what we do when we also get bad dick. We'll still moan. We still act, and we go back. So now the nigga think his dick is good. So we out here telling bitches, I got that good dick. No, it's because no one has told you how awful it is.
You don't do that. Raina always said she will never fake an orgasm.
Oh, I've never faked an orgasm. I feel like in the bedroom, I don't want to pretend. But on dates, yeah, I have like placated people just to like make them. But like, I look back and I'm like, you didn't care about my comfortability and you didn't care about being nice to me. Why did I care about being, I should have been like, fuck you. You're telling me about your girlfriend you're staying with, your neighbor that you fucked. You're gonna fuck me in this house. Yeah, but like, I was
can
nice.
You imagine coming downstairs and the person that is willing to fuck you has literally smells your piss and shit?
It probably was a lie. Come on, that guy's not fucking anybody.
You'd be surprised.
But the girl who was living in the piss and shit might have fucked him.
Maybe
that's an actual possibility. Okay, for advice this week,
here we go.
Let's
home mail time.
See, so this girl sent in 3 questions.
Oh, shit.
Except it was just so many. We're going to compile it to 1 because, bitch, it's called home mail, not home mails. But appreciate ya.
I mean.
So, I dated a complete fuckboy for a long period of time. He and I had joked that I was a better fit for his older brother, which, truth be told, his brother probably feels the same. I usually date old niggas. Shout out to Weezy. We're going to go ahead and be friends. Oh, Mandy's man's half a century. Thank you.
Wow.
My
wow.
ex.
Wow.
Not going too deep, but I can tell in prior interactions with him and the way he monitors, likes my comments, and is all on my socials. Yet his brother, the ex, hasn't been on my socials in years. There's something there. His mom has even said things alluding to the same. But before this gets out of hand, advice for possibly pursuing the older brother. Mind you, I cut off the ex a long time ago. We're not friends. But he did try to make things work with me during the breakup period. So I know the ex still has feelings, but he was younger and not ready for anything substantial, and it showed. Should she pursue the brother, and is that okay?
Can she just find another family? Like, why is it gotta just find another dude? Like, why is it gotta be like, it's like the 2 brothers. You can only think they're the last 2 men on earth.
Well,
all right, sorry.
I was young.
Oh, you fucked brothers.
She said, all right, sorry. I was going to say no. Because what you were saying, I agree with. But Mandy.
And one was a stepbrother. It was through marriage.
But also,
bitch.
I think it's like, isn't that like brother code? Like, what if she's done with the ex, then if the older brother wants to date her, why is that her problem?
That's between the brothers.
Like, I dated these 2 like guys who were really close friends. And I was like, that's not my problem. Like, that's between them.
Crew love is different than brothers.
Good for you.
I'll say that's my problem with the new Christina Milian movie on Netflix. It's called it's called like Love Resort or Resort Love or some shit like that. But it's on Netflix with Christina Milian. And literally,
her husband's so hot.
And literally, she ends up getting dumped like weeks before her wedding, but she's engaged with this man and she ends up like, fuck it, I'm going to go and sing at this resort. She goes to sing at this resort. And it ends up being the man who left her is having his wedding now a year later with another woman.
Oh,
but she meets the brother and now falls in love with the brother. And they're like at the end kissing at the ex-fiance's wedding, but she's fucking with the brother. And I'm like, this is awkward. They should have made him like the cousin or the best friend. But the fact that it's like literal brothers, it was really awkward.
Maybe they started with cousin and Netflix was like, this is the dumbest fucking idea ever for me.
Let's step it up. So, but does the brother want to date her? Like,
the brother was in love. And I'm like, she was engaged.
Real life, Mandy, not the movie.
Oh, real life.
Oh, let's talk about the movie.
Also, did she say how long she was with the last guy?
Hold on, let me go back to this.
I think it depends on the involvement. Like, I mean, I guess, like, I agree with
she
Ashley.
She dated a complete fuckboy for a long period of time.
A long period of time.
Good question, because the brother that I fucked him once and it was bad, but his brother was around and cute. And when the brother fucked me, it was so good. Then we got into a relationship.
My feeling is that they dated for a long time.
With the first, yeah. like, Yeah, like, is this
they've met family? Like, they spent
Christmas
together.
She says even the mom has alluded to something with the brother.
Okay, so she knows the family. I mean, my ultimate feeling is like exactly what Ash said, find a new family. But I guess if the question is like, find a new family to have sex with. But like, if the question is like, should I get into it with the brother? I don't know. It's like, you don't really owe anything to anybody at this point. It sounds like this guy wasn't nice to you. If the brother's pursuing you, it's between the brothers.
Didn't Bo Biden marry someone?
Don't do this.
What?
Really? Like, after he died.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But maybe he's dead to her.
don't do that. Yeah, that was a little different.
Was it?
Like, the brother wasn't on Earth no more.
But I don't understand.
The dome of the planet.
I got confused because she said the brother hasn't been looking at my socials. Like, does the brother want to date
her?
No,
the ex-boyfriend has not been looking at her socials.
Because the ex don't give a fuck because he's a fuck boy. He'd have moved on to some new pussy.
Right.
Like, wait. The brother is all on her socials.
Yeah, the brother's on her socials.
Okay.
I don't know. So, let him deal with it with his own brother.
Something there.
Bitch, because he watch your stories? I hate
that doesn't matter at all.
Okay. I was going to say, she said mentions, likes, and comments, and then said there's something there. That was kind of funny.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's a little bit cuckoo of you.
She's 22. Ah! I was just about to say, that bitch 22, bitch.
Hold on.
We ain't giving no advice to no 22-year-old. We too grown for that shit. You won't even fuck a 24-year-old.
Hold on, bitch. First of all, I was on our live the other day and I made a comment and this girl called me her big sis. And I said, big sis? Bitch, how old are you?
People call us their moms.
Were you in the love? I was very upset.
I don't care anymore. I mean, we're older than you guys, but people like call us like their moms and stuff.
Wait, how old are you?
I mean, don't worry about it.
Are you half a century?
Mid-30s?
Like early mid-30s.
Yeah, yeah. But now,
we have young, like we do have really... We have a range, but we do have like really young like college girls and they just like, I think it's flattering that they're like, look up to us.
I told you on my other podcast, we the aunties.
That's right.
I'm literally an auntie now, bitch. First of all, literally an auntie. My sister got a son.
How do you call Uncle Charlemagne uncle? And he's in his 40s, but you're auntie at the same time. I'm an auntie at 30.
I'm an auntie because I done learned some things in my 20s and now I can teach people. That's what make you an auntie. And I'm the rich auntie. So that's a compliment. That's we're gonna go with that, yes. Okay?
I'm not a fucking auntie.
You are
yet.
An auntie, bitch. You have a fucking child in your hand right now.
You do have a child.
This is an old woman thing to do right
First
now.
All, bitch, she is 2 pounds. Paris Hilton had one and she was always young and hot and still is, bitch, at 40 and got all them damn dogs.
People can call me whatever they want to fucking call me as long as they listen to our show. I don't give a shit. Oh, that old lady that gives me advice. I do not care. I wish I had somebody that was like, within an age range, they could still understand my life experience when I was 22.
That's
like,
true.
I didn't have anybody that was like 15 years older than me that was like giving me dating advice. Yeah.
And to be fair, all the young podcasts are pretty, I guess, like I could understand if you're listening to like super young girls feeling like they're in the same boat as you and have an experience.
Yeah, like, bro, we had to grow up with Sue Johansson. That's who was giving us.
Who?
You don't remember Sue Johansson?
Neither.
Was that like an old, like...
Sue Johansson was the sex, not Dr. Ruth, but
no, somebody like that.
It looked like Dr. Ruth.
That's what, okay, like an old, yeah,
it
like an older lady.
It looked like Dr. Ruth. It was like giving wrinkles.
But yeah. Like somebody who's like decades older
she
than
She was 80, telling me how to suck
right,
dick.
And we didn't have that. Like, we had the Cosmo articles, but like, we didn't have, like, when I was in college, there weren't like podcasts.
Cosmo,
like,
yeah.
Like, guide me through life.
This is
Sue Johansson. Oh, right, okay, right.
Oh my God, I remember.
She's sucking dick!
I told you, that's who we had!
You guys look at her!
Y'all don't know Talk Sex?
Is she alive still?
Talk Sex! Oh my God, that was Talk Sex!
Yes!
No way she's alive.
She's sucking a dick.
Is she alive?
91.
She alive, she's 91 years old.
91?
I told you, she was 80, teaching me how to suck dick.
She's a Leo?
She was Shan Booty at her time.
She was.
She was the Shan Booty.
Shan and Sue. Oh my God.
These people like this, though, are like, just such icons
actually,
in my eyes.
I can't believe she can get her leg up.
Look
at her leg. Look at her.
She's fisting herself.
If y'all want to look up Sue Johansson so y'all can have the same reaction at the same time, just get in your phone and Google Sue Johansson.
She blazed the trail. I love
YouTube.
It.
That's a
you
great sweatshirt.
On YouTube.
You know what? When we come on Girls Gotta Eat, we got to bring them that sweatshirt. We got to bring them a horrible merch and that one.
We have merch for you guys too.
It's at the studio. You'll get it when you come.
Whole closet.
I really do love getting like gifts from other podcasts when they're good. Because like I like your shirt. But you know when someone gives you merch, you're like, oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I done got merch and sent it back to them.
Can we get a doll?
What?
A brat's doll.
Because they was mad I wasn't wearing it. I said, oh, girl, I'll pay for the label. You can have it back.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Hers was a good shirt.
It wasn't good.
Oh, you said it was the quality.
I only like gifts if they're good. I don't take gift bags.
I don't even like gifts no more.
You're really good about it. Like we went to the Van Gogh exhibit the other day and they gave us a poster and Raina was like, I don't want it. And I was like, I took it, but I don't want it.
I was like, where is she putting this?
I was like, I don't need a poster.
Oh, yeah, people.
Okay, like, I do say I don't want it.
Huh?
I do say, like, when
it's
I don't want
it. It's super uncomfortable. It was very, I took it and then I was like, oh, wait, I don't want this for anything.
Like, don't give me a fucking tumbler.
I don't want
or
stuff.
Mug.
I live in a New York City apartment. I was about to say, closet.
I have a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have time to be getting y'all a little free shit, bro.
I don't have an attic and a basement. Bad.
I got a two bedroom and I got space for the shit. That's not the dog.
We turn down all the time. People are like, can we send you? We're like, if you have money?
Yeah, I'd be like, it come with a check. What's your budget? Because I don't.
Exactly.
Other than that, I also have my own business now, and I do know that
a fucking free buy rater to us,
bro. Yeah, well, no, but that's what I'm saying.